Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment. The owner, initiator, and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings, and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our souls be sacrificed upon his feet. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon his blessed family and his illustrious Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, as well as the blessed awliya and saliheen of this ummah. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media who have just joined us in this program called The Early Echo. Inshallah azza wa jal, today as well, we shall be having a beautiful program here in studio with our esteemed guest for today, who is none other then our respected honorable brother Junaid Khushtari Attari Sallamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today's program, which is a must watch program, should I say? Yes, it is a program not to be missed, because today we shall be discussing the effect that a supplication of a mother has. Allahu Akbar. The du'as of a mother, the power that this dua and supplication carries out, this is our topic of discussion for today. How effective are the supplications of a mother? Allahu Akbar. So watch this program right from now to the end of this program. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to make the honest and the true khidmat of our parents, and may we receive their du'as and their blessings in this way, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us begin by reciting durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just before we move into our topic of discussion for today. And thereafter, we will listen to a natipak written and composed by none other than Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam Ash-Shah, Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan, Fazili Barilvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And thereafter, yes, we will dive into our topic of discussion. Keep your messages coming in. The lines are opened. You can give us a call, inshallah, azza wa jal, if you do wish to do so. And you can even drop off your messages via the social media. We will try and add them to our program for today. Our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in a beautiful, fragrant hadith, the one who recites one darood upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. In return of your one darood and salams which you send, 10 mercies shall descend upon the one who recites one darood. Furthermore, 10 of his sins are pardoned and forgiven, and his status is elevated by 10 times. Allah Akbar. 10 mercies you shall receive, 10 sins shall be forgiven, and your rank and your stages will be increased by 10 times. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to abundantly recite salat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. So inshallah azawajal, in our program for today, let us echo the famous Naate Paak of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, called Sarwar Kahu Ke Maliko Mola Kahu Tujhe, Baghe Khalil Ka Gule Zeba Kahu Tujhe. A beautiful Naate Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We shall listen to this Naate Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thereafter we will continue with your family program called The Early Echo. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Lahu ke malik ho maula kahu tujhe, sarwar kahu ke malik ho maula kahu tujhe, sarwar kahu ke malik ho maula kahu tujhe, sarwar kahu ke malik ho maula kahu tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahu tujhe, tajalliyon ke kafil tumhe ho قلبِ خلیل تم ہو, خدا کی روشن دلیل تم ہو, اور یہ سب تمہاری ہی روشنی ہے, باغِ خلیل کا گلِ زیبا تجھے, باغِ خلیل کا گلِ زیبا کہوں تجھے, صبح وطن پہ شام غری پاک تو شرف, صبح وطن پہ شام غری پاک تو شرف, بے قص نواز کے سو والا کہوں تجھے, بے قص نواز کے سو والا کہوں تجھے, سرور کہوں کہ مالک ہو مولا کہوں تجھے, اللہ تیرے جس میں مرور کی تابش ہے, اللہ تیرے جس میں مرور کی تابش ہے, اے جان جا بے جان تجلی کہوں تجھے, اے جان تجلا کہوں تجھے جا ایمان کی جا 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 ایمان کی جا اللہ کی سرتاپ قدم شان گئے انسان ہی انسان وہ انسان ہے یہ قرآن تو ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں ایمان یہ کہتا ہے میری جان گئے جان جا ایمان کی جا ماں کی جا حبیب خدا کا نظارہ کروں میں دل و جان ان پر نثارا کروں میں یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہو کروڑوں تیرے نام پر سر کبارا کروں میں تیرے نام پر سر کو قربان کر کے آقا تیرے سر سے صدقے اتارا کروں میں پاوے خلیل کا کھلے صحبا کہوں تجھے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. لیکن رضا نے ختم سخن اس پہ کر دیا, خالق کا بندہ خلق کا آقا کہوں تجھے, سرور کہوں کہ مالک و مولا کہوں تجھے, باغ خلیل کا گلے زیبا کہوں تجھے. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful and amazing well-recited famous Naat-e-Pak written and composed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Such a beautiful Naat-e-Pak he has written. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What should you call the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Sarvar kahun ke malik o maula kahun tujhe. Hai hai hai. What titles would you call the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with? What do I call you as? What should I refer to you as? Because your status only Allah Azzawajal knows. Subhan. It is beyond our imagination, and we cannot even comprehend in regards to the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our program for today, in the early echo program, we are discussing the effects of a mother's dua and supplication. Of course, previously we have heard the maqam and the status of a mother. As we all do know, Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran has mentioned not one, several places, the respect and the adab of a mother, what maqam she holds at different places, the description of her weakness upon weakness that she endures before giving birth to a person, first to fall pregnant, then to carry the baby in the womb for almost 9 months. Then to give birth, which is another weakness as the ulama-i-kiram have explained. Furthermore, after the birth of the child, for another 2 years to feed the child, her milk is another weakness and trouble for a mother to have sleepless nights and moments. It's a 24-hour duty till you are grown up. Allahu Akbar. So, the maqam and the status of a mother is far too great, and you and I cannot even imagine what maqam and status. But from this, yes, you can understand that Allah Azza wa Jal has kept your Jannah beneath the feet of your mother.
Subhanallah.
From this, a person can realize and understand the maqam and the status of a mother. That she is your paradise. She is your Jannah if you manage to keep her happy. If you manage to please your mother, then you have achieved your Jannah. Because beneath the feet of your mother is your Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Like in a hadith of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam told his blessed companions, kiss the door of Jannah daily, they mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we have not yet seen the doors of Jannah, how should we kiss the doors of Jannah? The summary of this hadith is that the Holy Prophet ﷺ then said, yes, if you have kissed the feet of your mother, it is as if you have kissed the door of Jannah. Subhanallah. Kiss the feet of your mother means show respect and adab to her. Do not backchat with her. Do not take her curses. Do not irritate them. Your parents, both of them, please them. Do not even conceal your wealth from them, as some people may do. And they would conceal their wealth and their possessions, because if my mother would come to know I'm the owner of so many buildings and I have got so much of possessions, then they might ask me for something from it, and I do not want to give them anything. Astaghfirullah. Being humble and kind with them is to not hide your treasures from them. You actually belong to them. You are their child. Because of them, Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent you in this world. So respecting them in various ways, we will discuss that as well, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. But remember well that they are not one, but several ayat in the Holy Quran Pak, where Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to respect and show reverence to them. And a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll take start from here, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, whereas he subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak, translation from Kanzul Iman, and your Lord has ordained that you do not worship anyone except Him. After Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about His wahdaniyah, His oneness, and that He had ordained that no one should be worshipped except for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. After this aqidah matter, the next matter that Allah Azza wa Jal discusses here, He says, and treat your parents with kindness. If either of them have reached old age, or both of them have become old in your presence, do not say oof to them. And do not rebuff them. And speak to them with utmost respect. That means that any expressions of disgust should not be on your face via your facial expressions. Do not hurt their feelings even by saying with your voice oof, or via expressing disgusting features or expressions on your face. Furthermore, and lower your wings humbly for them with mercy, and pray, O my Lord, have mercy on both of them, the way they had mercy upon me when I was small. Allahu Akbar. This is the dua you should make for your mother. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O my Lord, have mercy on them both, the way they had nursed me when I was young, when they had mercy upon me when I was small. Subhanallah. So this is a very famous verse in the Quran Pak regarding the respect and the adab of a mother. Remember, if both have reached old age, or even if one have become old, one or both, the point here is that in all circumstances, we should never mistreat them, ill-treat them in any way possible, as people do these days. Allahu Akbar. It is simple as taking them and dumping them in the old age home. They are just thrown there aside because there is no space for them in this huge mansion that you live in. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes because of the wife, sometimes because of your business, one cannot take care of his parents, and the best place that we find for them to rest is the homes. Allahu Akbar. They have worked and strived and struggled during their young age to make you who you are. And when you have become what they wanted you to become, or you have become what you wanted to become on their strength, and in this time and this age, we say, take them and leave them where they belong, because I cannot look after them. Many a times when they become old, as parents become old, they become like children as well. They would ask for something over and again. They may become a bit naggy and irritable. They might require your help over and again, due to which a person should not get annoyed. A person, a child, a son or a daughter should not get irritated. Because just as when you were small, and when you would ask one question 10 times, they would not get tired answering you. They would not get tired serving you and helping you, assisting you. Had they given you that independency when you were small, just 3-4 years old, and let you be the way you want to be now after 21, 25 years old, then who would have taken care of you if they had to let you be free at that age? No, they have guided you. So when they become old, and now when history repeats itself, and now yet they are old and they become a bit naggy and irritable and they need their space, in this time, the command of Allah is that treat them with respect. Lower your wings of mercy for them. In other words, be kind and humble with them. Do not shout at them. Junaid, there was a case in which husband and wife, both of them are dumb and deaf. And the nana actually was complaining, the mother's father was complaining that, you know what, my son-in-law and my daughter, both of them cannot speak and talk. And every time they speak and talk to the son, of course they have to speak in sign language, because the son that's born is born perfect without any defects. Meaning he can hear, he can see, he can talk. And the son swears the mother and father most of the time, because he knows that my mother and father cannot hear. If they ask him for something, he says all bad things to them and they think that they are being praised. The son is saying something good. But he smiles and he says it out of anger at many times. And they cannot hear. So it's frustration maybe, whatever the case may be. These are some cases, Junaid Bhai, where lots of people have even taken the curses of their parents. Some of them have taken the du'as of their parents. Of course, in such a case, a person should not even think of doing something like that. You know, they cannot hear, they cannot speak properly, and every time there's a sign language communication in between. Such children should adopt sabr and patience, and should not even think of swearing or harming their parents. Even though they cannot hear you, but Allah is watching you. You know, in such circumstances, a person should know that the angels, kiram and kathibin, are on my shoulders. They are writing whatever I am saying. Everything is being recorded. So, in this case here, it's a very unusual case. I haven't ever heard of something like this, but it's something true. And then advice was given to that young boy that they are your Jannah. If you will receive, curses from them, then these curses may have an effect. As many parents out there have the habit of cursing their children over petty issues. We will discuss that as we go along, inshallah, in this program. Nonetheless, Junaid Bhai, this is our topic of discussion for today, that the effect of a mother's dua. It was important that we understand these points of here first before going deep down into the actual discussion itself. Alhamdulillah, ji. Any madani proof from your side?
Ji, alhamdulillah. Regarding that ayat of the Holy Quran you have recited and translated, you know, one beautiful narration comes to my mind that it's a summary of your hadith.
Ji.
That Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan was sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell us that if a person, if he walks on a ground that is so hot, it's so hot that if I put a piece of meat, raw meat, it will become cooked. That's how hot it is. If I carried my mother, now this is the maqam of the mother now. If I carried my mother for 6 miles on my shoulders, will I have recompensated my mother? 6 miles. 6 miles is a lot.
Allah.
To walk 6 miles on hot stone that's burning raw meat. And look what our master, the beloved Rasulullah says. He says, maybe, perhaps this could be a recompense for maybe one contraction she endured in a labor for you. You know, the mother, her maqam and status is greater than the father, because, you know, it's difficult, because when a mother gives birth, we have, you know, I heard myself many times, the mother passes away, the child is born. Mother is safe, the child passes away in birth. Sometimes both pass away, because when a woman is giving birth, her life is at risk. Medically, the woman and the child's life is at risk, because that contraction and also that bleeding, you know, she can lose a lot of blood, she can pass away. The difficulty upon a woman is much far greater than a man, because she has to keep you plus minus 9 months in a womb. She has to walk with you, she has to feed you, and risk of her life is involved.
In fact, in the Holy Quran, Allah has mentioned 3 excellences more than a father. And I explained that excellences, you know, regarding that weakness upon weakness,
yes.
Before, after, before, during pregnancy and after pregnancy.
Correct.
Due to these three stages, the ulama and the scholars have explained that it is because of this, she has three excellences, three ranks more than a father. She has his own maqam.
You got to enter to the door.
If you do not get to the door, how do you get to the Jannah itself? So, yeah, it doesn't mean that one should disrespect his father, because his father and his mother, both of them can be his hell or his Jannah, his paradise.
Okay.
And that means that if you loved both, you look after them, you took care of them, and you respected them, you loved them from the bottom of your heart, you obeyed them for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tolerated them, even if they were unjust to you, even if they oppressed you, because this is the summary of your hadith, Junaid bhai, then of course they can be your Jannah. Otherwise, if you have upset them, if you have hurt them, if you have not fulfilled their rights as being a son, you never fulfill the rights of being a son towards your parents, then of course then they will become your hell. No matter how much money and wealth you may possess in the world, but in the hereafter you are nothing. A person is totally poor, he is ghareeb, he is finished, he is vanished, because then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no status because of disrespecting his parents, which Allah azawajal has ordained or commanded for a person to do so. So three ranks or three statuses more than a father is the maqam of a mother.
Now, regarding that also, you know, in current society nowadays with this coronavirus and companies are closing down, you know, a lot of people are going through difficulties. And a part of all this, one of the cause of deprivation, you know, deprivation is you either deprived of health, you are deprived of wealth, or you're deprived of something that you want but you can't get. And one of the main causes of deprivation, it is not making dua for your parents. What is it?
Not
making dua for your parents. One day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was in Madinah Sharif, Masjid Nabawi, and he went upon the member. And as he took his first step, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came and said, Ameen. The Holy Prophet took his second step. Jibreel salam said, Ameen. He spoke something and Nabi Pak salam said, Ameen. And Nabi Pak salam took his third step on the member and Jibreel salam spoke something and Nabi Pak salam said, Ameen. The Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell us, why do you say Ameen? And look what our master, the know of the unseen, what he says. He says, when Jibreel Amin came to me, he said, curse of Jibreel. Woe unto the one who is disrespectful to his parent. So what is the situation of a person who puts his parents in old age home? Why you can't even give zakat to your parents? Imagine you can't give zakat to your own parents because you have to look after them. It is not that I want to look after them. You have to look after them. So like that day, you know, it is totally, totally wrong. You know, the mother actually, when you are small, when a person is small, even myself, and the mother, she looks after the child. Okay, the father don't go through difficulty. Maybe sometimes. The child urinates. The child misses a napkin. In that cold winter night, the mother holds the child. The mother does everything just to keep the child warm, to make sure the child is not sick. If the child is sick, she becomes sick. If the child is not well, she becomes not well. So all the difficulty the child goes through, the child, even when a child can't even speak. Imagine a child can't speak, they get happy. Hey, my child spoke sound. But when the mother comes old and the mother becomes like a child and then she can't speak, then the son or the daughter, sometimes they feel ashamed due to their husband or wife or their family. Hey, no, let me keep them at home. I won't take them to any function. I won't take them with me to the shop because it might offend me. So when we were a child, we figured that we couldn't speak, the parents, it brought a smile to the parents' face. But when the parents become like a child, they can't speak, it brings sadness to our face. So it is, it's totally wrong. If we want to have barakat in our lives, if we want our risk to increase, then we should continue to make dua for our parents.
Beshak, beshak. Alhamdulillah. Junaid bhai, mashallah, beautiful and amazing Madani pearls you shared. And in this way here, a person receives du'as of his mother, because there are many people I have met personally who financially once upon a time had nothing, Junaid bhai. Aaj wo jis maqam pe baithe hain, sirf maa baap ki duaon ki badolat se baithe hain. Allah Azza wa Jalla had given them such prosperity, and they say it, that ye sab meri maa ki duaen hain. Bolte bhi hain, kehte bhi hain. They appreciate it and they say, you know, Tabriz bhai, my mother supported me, my father supported me. We had nothing. But every day my mother would go on the musalla and she would raise her hands and cry and make dua for me. Allahu Akbar. This one story comes to my mind and I would like to share it with the viewers on this Ramadan channel. Very enlightening story. You know, it has been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that I heard my father, this person here, the narrator says that he heard from his father that once an elderly woman came to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This woman came and she complained that her son had been captured by the Romans. Her son has been captured by the Romans. And she says, Huzur, mere paas ek chota sa ghar hai. Iske siwa kuch nahi hai mere paas. And I cannot even sell my home to pay it as fidya, as a ransom, to free my son from the custody of the Romans. Huzur, aap kisi se arz karein ki somebody who has a lot of wealth can please remove and free my son from the custody of the Romans because I'm spending sleepless nights and days. I'm restless without my beta, without my son. She came crying in the court of Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Beral, she said those things and she said, Huzur, I'm not going to stop making dua for my son. I just came to tell you, you also make some dua for me. So happened that she left from there. The narrator says, then immediately Hazrat put his head down and his lips were shaking as if he's reciting and saying something. So happened on the other hand, after some days, after some time, this woman comes back in the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali with her young handsome son. Out of happiness, she says, Mubarak, Mubarak, Huzur. Allahu Akbar, giving Mubarak Badiya. And then the son comes and he kisses the hands of Ibn Makhlad and he says, Huzur, baat ye hai ki, when I was in the custody of the Romans, so the king owned many, many orchards. And all those prisoners who were captive, the responsibility or the duty assigned to them was that every day they would go to different orchards and work in that orchard. And I was also amongst those prisoners and I would also go by the guards that they used to take us and go. And one day suddenly, those chains that was tied to my hands or to my legs broke instantly itself without me breaking it. And the guards saw the chain laying on the floor and they asked me, what is the matter and how did you manage to break this? And I said, I never did anything. It broke by itself. So then those guards took me directly to the king and said that this is what this guy, this boy is saying. So the king then ordered the other guards to chain him up again. And when they chained me up again, instantly without me making any movements or doing anything, those heavy duty chains snapped and broke before everyone. And they were witness to these chains breaking from my body. The king was very surprised and astonished and therefore he then called the monks of the area to come and assess and judge the situation. Why is this happening to this young boy? And when those monks came, they asked me, oh son, tell me something. Do you have a mother? I said, yes, I have a mother. The monks then told the king that, well, king, there is no other reason for this chain to break but this, that his mother is supplicating for him.
Allah.
It is the dua of his mother. It is the supplications of his mother which breaks down the hardness of even these irons and chains. Because there is no barrier between the dua of the mother and the dose of acceptance. Allahu Akbar. They are accepted when a mother truly makes dua. Seeing this, then the king said, well, if this is the status of this young boy's mother, that when she's supplicating for him, and this is what you guys have mentioned, that it is definitely because of the dua and the supplication of his mother that even now we cannot even tie this youngster, then why should we keep him captive? Why should we keep him in our custody? We should free him and let him go. And this is how this person was freed. This story has been narrated by the scholars. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Abadini channel, Ma ki dua is definitely Jannat ki hawa.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. It is the wind and the breeze, the cool breeze of paradise. That if a person receives this dua, bigdi jo nahi bani hai, wo bhi ban jati hai. Hai, 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 hai. Even if a person is doing bad in life, just make sure that your mother is happy, your father is happy and pleased with you. You may not possess the wealth of this world. You may not be able to accumulate abundance of wealth in this world. Your wealth is that your mother is happy with you.
Subhanallah.
Your achievement is that your parents are pleased and happy with you. Your achievement is that you have never made them cry. You have never hurt their feelings. Rather, you have always kept them happy. This is your biggest achievement. But That person who has lots and lots of wealth of this world, and to achieve this wealth, or it is due to this wealth that he has hurt their feelings by swearing them, by chasing them, by embarrassing them, disappointing them, making them cry, embarrassing them publicly or sometimes in the home because of the children, because of the wife, because of commitments in life. If this is how we treat them, then remember, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that when such a person will be buried in the qabr, his right ribs will interlock or it will pierce the other side of the ribs. And he would become like a ball in the grave, whereas the grave will compress him to this extent that his right ribs will interlock with the left side one. It will penetrate into each other. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, on the night of Mi'raj, on the night of Ascension, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees some people hanging by branches made with fire. And he asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who are these people? It was replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people who are being punished in this severe way by hanging upside down on branches made with fire are the people who used to shout at their parents.
Allah.
They used to shout at them, speak to them rudely, back chat and argue with them. This is the slightest punishment for them. In fact, there is more than this. Dear viewers on this Madini channel, it is a moment for us to contemplate and reflect that are we taking the supplications and the du'as of our parents? One is that we want the du'a for free, Junaid bhai. Sometimes mother will always make du'a for you wherever you are in the world. But are you fulfilling your responsibility? You know, rocking up once a week, pitching up once a week and saying, buying their happiness with money many a time.
Like Mother's Day story.
Like Mother's Day story. Pura saal, banda jo hai, apne maa-baap ko, ya apne maa-baap ka khayal nahi rakhta, ya nahi rakh paata hai, jis bhi wajah se, masroofiyat ki wajah se, ya phir zindagi ne jo, jis mod pe le gaya is bande ko, masroofiyat ki wajah se, time nahi de paata, lekin saal mein ek martaba, in the year once, on the day of Mother's Day, so-called celebrated Mother's Day, he comes and he gives his mother something. Allahu Akbar. Islam had said, Mother's Day is every day. Allahu Akbar. Maa-baap ko rozana razi karein, khush rakhein, unki duaein lein, unse muhabbat karein, Allah ki riza ke liye. This is your achievement in this world. Wo Islami bhai, ya wo log jo alag bulko mein reh rahe hain, saal mein ek martaba Eid ke din phone utha kar ke baat karte hain, humko sharam aani chahiye that we speak to our parents once in a year, only on special events, Allahu Akbar. And then, maa ki yaad aati hai. Lekin wo hazrat jo koshish karte hai, mubarak ho unhe, those who are trying to keep their parents happy, akilat ghadiyon mein bhi, apne bachcho ko nahi bhulti hai. Hum kaise bachche ki hum khushi ki mahol mein bhi apne maa-baap ko bhul jate hai. Allahu Akbar. When they are going through difficulties too, they cannot forget you. And when we go through happiness, we eventually forget them. Ye kaisi muhabbat hai? What kind of a mamta and muhabba a mother shares with her awlaad? Unimaginable. Who does not know Hazrat Sayyidina Ba Yazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? We will get to know a very beautiful parable about this personality just as we listen to a beautiful Madani Guldasta.
No matter how difficult our situation is, no matter how disobedient or rebellious your child is, still make those good du'as for them. Don't make those bad du'as of curses. Because what could happen is, if that is the time of acceptance and we are cursing our children, then at the end of the day, you will end up crying when something wrong or bad happens to our child. Continuously make dua for them. There's a beautiful dua in the Godless Quran, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74. And it's a famous dua. Memorize this and recite it as often as you can, every day in fact. The dua is, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. It translates from Kanzul Iman. And our Lord, soothe, cool our eyes with our wives and our children and make us leaders of the pious. SubhanAllah. Make dua for your children to become Islamically inclined. Make dua for them to become pious, for them to become practical and sincere Muslims. Make dua for their protection as well. As we know, criminal activities are prevalent out there. And for this, I would advise you to visit one of the Ta'awizat-e-Tariya stalls where special tawizes are given for protection against physical and spiritual harms and enemies.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Masha Allah, subhanallah. This was our respected honorable brother Hafiz Qari Naushad Sahib, mashallah, who was giving us some Madani pearls. Yes, make dua for the protection of your mother and father, protection of their iman, of their faith, of their health. Supplicate all the time. Inshallah, Azzawajal, the barakat and the blessings of which will be that Allah Azzawajal will accept the du'as that she makes in your favor as well. We do not afford that one mocha and chance of taking any bad du'a of them. Because if they really mean what they are saying, this can be accepted and this bad du'a and curse of theirs. And on the other hand, Junaid bhai, parents should also avoid doing so.
Yes.
आदत न रखें कि हम बार बार बद्दुआएं दें और जब बच्चा हमारा बर्बाद हो जाता है फिर हम सोचते हैं कि अल्लाह ये क्या हो गया है अल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल यू नो रिमूव दिस बर्बादी बट इट्स टू लेट बिकॉज़ देन वी हैव डेवलप्ड दिस हैबिट ऑफ कर्सिंग बद्दुआएं हर छोटी छोटी बात पे बद्दुआएं ना देनी चाहिए बल्कि दुआएं दें सब्र करें अपने बच्चों को अच्छे अखलाक दें गुड कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स गुड मैनर्स एंड एथिक्स इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल इंस्टिल द वैल्यूज ऑफ बिग एंड स्मॉल इन योर औलाद एंड चिल्ड्रन. And that should happen from a little age, inshallah, azawajal. He's hopeful from the mercy of Allah azawajal that after seeing their parents, they will also turn out to be good. In this way, you will have no need to always curse them, as parents get very annoyed by the rude children who backchat because of the environment, what they are seeing during the TV and movies, astaghfirullah, what were they are watching. Even in the cartoons nowadays, they are so disrespectful words used. They are picking up these lines and sentences and ideas from these things. And when the same children use them on the parents, then the parents want to take the stick and hit them and say, why are you doing this? But you are the one that gave them the opportunity to learn and understand and to pick up these, you know, sentences. So, Allah Azza wa Jal, humare hal par raham farmaye, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. Ji, Junaid bhai.
Talking about parents, you know, when they're shouting at children. You know, when children go up, when they're growing up, their parents, sometimes it's their fault because they encourage their children to sing songs and they get happy. You know, the connections are watching, hey, my son is talking like this, my daughter is talking like that. You know, like they use funny languages and words. Actually, the parents, when the child is growing up, like a seed in the ground, you got to water it and make sure you turn in the sand. And so it's growing straight. Now, if you encourage the children to watch TV and sing songs and dance and make the family get happy. You know, my daughter, my son, my babies, look, they can dance, they can sing. That's why when they grow up, they actually grow up incorrectly. So when they get old, the parents, they think, why my child is doing this to me? It's their fault. Because when a child is growing up, you never instill good character. That's why it's so important to have a Madani environment in the house.
MashaAllah.
And look at the, you mentioned about the curse. Now look at the benefit of the dua of a mother. The very, very famous narration, Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, very famous narration. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullahi, when he was small, his mother asked him to bring some water. And it was so cold at night. You know, this is a metaphor. A metaphor is a describing word, like an adjective. It was so cold that when he came back with the water, little bit of water spilled upon his finger, upon his hand, when he was holding the tumbler. And due to his mother was asleep, he did not want to wake her up and give her the water because it took a while. It was so cold that the water froze and became ice and stuck on his hand in the cup. Imagine you put something in the fridge. It comes out, it comes hard. That's how cold it was. So he obeyed the command of his mother. He brought water because she was thirsty. Then when he came back, she was sleeping and he did not want to wake her up out of respect. So when his mother woke up in the morning, she saw her son holding the cup. When she took the water, the cup detached from Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami's hand and little bit of the skin came out and blood came out.
Allah.
The kun, the mother cannot see the blood. Imagine the mother cannot see blood coming out from the son. Imagine those people who beat their parents and take out blood from their parents. The mother's heart melted and she says, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, the mother is making dua for a small child. I am pleased with him, O Allah, so you be pleased with him. And that dua that Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his mother made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him one of his chosen bondsmen. He became a wali, not any wali, but a great wali of his time. Just the dua of his mother. How important it is. So like that day, a lot of people I know personally, even when we are growing up, you know, we go for a job interview, we go into school for exam. Oh, mother, Amijan, please make dua. I'm writing exam tomorrow. I'm writing my matric. I'm writing my college exam. I'm going for interview. Please make dua. But after they get the job, they figured out the dua. Even, you know, sometimes I, because people come to my, like you mentioned, a dumb case. Also, Dawud Islami, people come to us for ta'weez. And one incident came to my mind, you know, one person, only the mother, the son, his wife and children were staying in a house. Mother not working, she's sickly, she collects grant. And then somehow they went to, somebody mentioned certain thing and they went to one bawa, a lot of fake bawas nowadays. And that bawa told them certain thing, you know, gave them some sign that your mother is doing some funny stuff for you. That's why you're getting sick. This, you know, this is what my heart broke when I heard the story. It came to me that the son, the wife and the children left the mother. Now she's staying alone at home. Now the son, the mother told the son, okay, to save your marriage, okay, you go. But in the heart, the mother never meant it. Now imagine now a parent builds a house, takes the bond, makes a big mansion. And when a son or daughter gets married, they leave that old parents, maybe one of them. How are they going to pay the rent, the lights, the water? Sometimes they can have all the money. Even if you give them 1,000,000 rand every month in account, but that loneliness that the parents have to be alone at home, not seeing the face of the son or the daughter or the grandchildren, you can never repay that.
Allah.
We can never. So it's so important when, you know, when we work, we can give how much money you want to your mother and father, but you can't give them happiness. That's why the parents, you know, when they get old, they want to see their grandchildren. You know, some people don't allow, you know, in their fights, don't send my children to my mother. They're teaching my child wrong. Actually, it's incorrect. They taught us, that's why we became who we are. It's so important that we have to look after
bada
them.
It's important nukta hai ki aisa hota hai society mein ki nana nani ko ya dada dadi ko roka jata hai apne pota poti ke saath ya milne ke hawale se. You know, they are not allowed to meet with their grandchildren. And this is a disease in our society. Unhe mahroom rakha jata hai aur dikhaya jata hai to wo bhi 5-10 minutes se zyada nahi. You know, not more than 5-10 minutes. And they got a lot of reasons to do so. Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the torment of the hereafter, from the punishment of the grave and the hereafter. Trust me, this is such a grave sin that people do and are doing. Aur phir is bacche ki hi barbaadi hai ki apne nana nani ya dada dadi ke duaon se mahroom hai, unke shafqat aur muhabbat se mahroom hai, unki ziyaraton se mahroom hai. Allahu Akbar, they are deprived of even intermingling or sitting in the company of their dada. Ye bada hoga to kya yaad rakhega? You know, that feeling of treating your grandparents with love and affection. Allahu Akbar. Such a child who did not get the opportunity to do so, then he won't even know how to respect his own parents.
Correct.
So, khair, we should remember these things. Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi, focus on the aspect when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah azza wa jal that who will be my companion in Jannah. It was said that a meat seller, meaning a butcherman, so-and-so place, so-and-so area he works in, and he's going to be your neighbor. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know this waqiyah, but as a refreshener, just imagine that he was so eager to know what special, what astonishing and amazing a butcherman, a person who sells meat, a meat seller, would receive to be my companion in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And then he went to see, and he see nothing special and extraordinary about this individual. And then finally he made salam to him, and this butcherman had invited Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to his home, thinking that he's a traveler. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went there, he thought maybe in his home he's something extraordinary he's doing. There was nothing special except for this, that when the meal was served, after cooking and preparing the meal, he would eat a morsel and then take that morsel day after and put into the basket. He would soften that morsel. Or some narrations, he would directly put that morsel into the basket and day after he would eat something. Allahu Akbar. Somebody knocked at the door at that moment. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then went to look in the basket. When the owner of the house, that butcher man, went to the door to see who has come to his house, and he sees two old people laying in that basket, and they were eating food as the butcher man was feeding them. And as they seen the face of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they smiled and they brought iman upon his risalat, and they passed away instantly. When the butcherman came back and he saw in the basket, he found his parents that passed away. he immediately kissed the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, indeed, definitely you are the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he asked, how did you know so? And then he mentioned, well, these people are my parents, my mother and my father, and they are my only amanat, they are my only treasure I possess. Therefore, I feed them, I look after them, and every time I would feed them, they would make this dua. My mother used to often make this dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make my son the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ka parosi bana de. And my father would also make dua and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, do not give us death till we do not make the ziyarat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So since they have passed away, I definitely got to know that you are Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, this is the dua they used to make for me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then gave Mubarak Badi and he said, then congratulations to you. Why? Because the dua your mother used to make for you to be my companion in paradise, Allah Azza wa Jalla has accepted the dua of your mother. And this is the basharat and the glad tidings you are being given, that you will inshallah Azza wa Jalla, through the mercy of Allah, be my neighbor in Jannah. Subhanallah. So we understand from this waqiyah, from this incident, how important it is for us to take the du'as and the supplications of our parents. We have come to the end of this program. We say shukran to Brother Junaid for joining us today in our program. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, it was a pleasure being with you in studio and having this program. Inshallah, Azawajal, next Saturday, Junaid Bhai will be back with us with another episode of this program called The Early Echo. If you have hurt your parents' feelings in any way possible, aaj maafi mang le. Phone uthaye, aap maafi kare, maafi mange ya unke paas jaye, unke kadmon pe baithe, and sitting at their feet, request for forgiveness and ask them to make dua. If you make them happy, Allah Azza wa Jalla will also be happy with you. Do not forget to watch the Madani News of Da'awati Islami. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And remember, wherever you are, the missionary statement of Da'awati Islami is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah
Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.